I think it's from that song right above it, Lil Wayne. It says, I posted, this is that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow, ha ha.
Ha ha, you heard me. What is that, 7th grade Zach?
Nah, that was like junior year Zach. Makes it even better.
All aboard! Or are all y'all bored? It's good to have y'all back now.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's go! We see the hype outside. Right from the house. Took it straight from outside. Straight to the couch. We put the mic outside. Edit shit out. You letting the scouts outside. We running the scouts. Ain't no control in the game. They never leave. I got tests over my veins. Cause that what I bleed. She drink a lot of the bourbon. Like she from the street. We got control of the flows.
Apartment 5 here on this beautiful Sunday. Round 4 of the PGA Championship. And
that's nice, Andrew.
Oh, you like that, huh?
It could have been better. I'm not going to fucking lie to you.
Well, that's why I said you do it, and, you know, we will go from there. But we're here. We are, I think, on the hole 8 here with Bryson. He's a stroke behind. No money on the line on this, and we're here.
It's whenever you give someone an opportunity, and they just flop right in front of your eyes.
Yeah,
and
that's why I didn't want to do it. I told you.
I give Andrew the opportunity to open the show, and he gives us a rundown of what's happening on hole 8.
What's happening? I mean, it's right in front of us.
Well,
it's what's happening today, right now, as we're currently speaking.
Well, I wanted to say just before I hit record that we had a big gaffe last week, so this week we've got to come through, and then
that one.
Yeah, now he's coming with the golf metaphor.
We're off to a good start.
With the Miller Lite in our hand.
Yep, we're hard times have struck us here. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Sloan, how you doing?
Doing good, fellas. Doing good. How y'all been?
Surviving,
maintaining. As always,
that's an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
As always, I am your Emmy Award-winning host. As Andrew said, coming to you live from Apartment 5, Sunday, August the 9th. Is that the right date? Because I have to ask Andrew what the number is every time I wake up in the morning.
August 9th, 2020. We have been here a full year now.
I don't have any idea, any sense of time anymore, Sloan.
What is this now? Take 2 of episode 20?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know what happened in that last episode, but episode 20, the retake.
It was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
See, we drank like 5 or 6 beers. We was deep in it.
Yep. And now
we're feeling real good.
And now we're a week later, and we're down to the last 2 beers to our name.
It's Sunday. We can't buy no beer in Richmond.
I told Andrew, I said, before we started, I said, this beer right out, I get the full effect of it.
Not even at, you can't even buy it at, like, Kroger or Walmart?
No, Madison County wide, no liquor sales on Sunday.
I told him if he goes down here and flops a 20 on the counter to the Indians, they'll give him 2 40s.
We'll say $20 to our name is, it's a high dollar.
Let me tell you, I ain't even got a decimal. My shit just says 0 right now. It just says 0.
I get my last Kroger check this Thursday, and we're just waiting. I was wanting to get it a little early, but I doubt that will happen.
I think you should. We should record you calling Kroger demanding you get your
demanding
your check early since you don't work there anymore. You know, now that I think of it, I know I paid into unemployment because I've seen it on there. I'm going to look into that tomorrow and see if. And sure. I feel like if you pay into that, isn't that yours, or do you just is that just money you give up?
I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of just think that's your contribution.
Contribution to everybody else.
Donations.
America, baby, gotta love it.
I did hear that unemployment checks are starting to come back though, right?
I guess. No,
I ain't got a clue.
Possibly in the works. I thought I heard that. Could be wrong.
I've been hearing in the last 2 months we're supposed to get this other stimulus check.
Yeah.
Last I heard, it was going up.
Ain't nobody getting a goddamn check.
Aaron still ain't got his first.
Ain't nobody getting a check. Him checks are a figment of your imagination, folks.
I mean, we're all going to have to pay it back eventually. Yeah, so.
It all comes out on the back end.
They'll count it as income on our taxes next year. And
once election's over.
That's how they get you, right there on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God my muffler's clean, we say. Oh, God. Well, I remember what all we talked about last time. I remember just the one part about me talking about having to sleep on the side of the road in North Carolina.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good story.
We spoke upon how the FBI is going to come knocking at the door anytime to come get me.
Oh, yeah, because you're into these conspiracies now, huh?
Yeah, I've got some shit that I don't think I should have. But that's my old phone, so it's destroyed now.
It's tapped. It's actually just turned off. You need to toss it in the river.
It's unfortunately, it's all in the cloud, Andrew, somewhere.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Messenger.
The absolute worst place for it to be.
The Zuckerberg's just sitting there just watching. Look at this little fucker.
Right there on Facebook. Andrew, we're sitting here trying. He's got his. Can you turn your phone off?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard a little vibrate. Is it vibrating?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. Sloan.
It's on vibrate.
Did you hear that?
Hear what? A vibrate?
It felt like it was like in between my ears.
Well, I mean, I can't turn the vibrate off.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't super loud, but I think I heard it vibrate.
But yeah.
Are you ever going to give in to we just start smoking cigarettes inside?
Mm-mm.
No, we ain't going to give in to that.
No, we ain't going to go that far now. Come on.
So when
Aaron's got a little bit of class about him now. Come on.
Well, I'm going to requote Aaron here. I don't know if it was recorded or not, but he said, you know, when he starts this new job, you know, it's a at-home job. And
right.
He's going to use my computer upstairs. He said he'd be smoking the cigarettes up there.
Oh, yeah, in your room.
Yeah, not his room.
Well, I'll move my bed out, and then it'll be all good.
That's going to be my office space.
It basically is. We've stayed up there the last 2 days, basically.
Let me tell you about yesterday, Sloan. I've got this game on my phone. There's absolutely no fucking point to it. You just watch, like, numbers multiply. I played that game. It's got a double, like a 2x multiplier, and it resets every 3 hours. I played that game so long that I watched that thing reset 3 times yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I played it for at least 9 hours, laying on Andrew's bed doing nothing.
He just go from my bed to the chair in front of the desk and just sit his phone on the desk.
Andrew,
I won a Super Bowl yesterday on Madden.
Yeah, playing on rookie.
Hey. A win, right?
Playing on rookie with Patrick Mahomes, Kamara, McCaffrey, Antonio Brown.
No, Marquise Brown just drafted him.
Oh well,
it's the Madden with Antonio Brown on it. So I think it's what, 18,
19.
Yeah, it's a couple years old. 19,
two, 2 years. So I drafted Mahomes. He's like a 75. I've just worked him up.
We're buzzing out. Do you hear that?
We're good.
I hope so.
That was just whatever you had done right there.
We all this fucking faulty equipment, bro. I swear. Nothing go right.
I mean, if we'd got those stimulus checks, we'd been on better equipment, but that didn't come our way.
My dad's calling. Y'all want to answer it?
Sure. See what Chris has to say.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here talking to Sloan and Andrew. What are you doing?
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, we got Chris on the line.
Yeah.
Do what?
I hadn't talked to you in a few days. Just call me tonight.
Well, you want to talk to us? We're on the podcast.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, then to hell with it.
I'm not cussing, man. I mean, I can still come down and kick all three of your asses. So.
Andrew said there's no way.
Oh, well, mercy.
I would pay big amounts of money to watch Chris versus Andrew on pay-per-view.
We doing boxing? We doing wrestling? What we doing?
All right, well, I'll call you later.
All right, love you.
Love you. Well, there was a flop. You know how many people would chomp at the bit for the opportunity to have an exclusive interview with the Yada Yada Podcast?
I know.
Aiden Cantini has been on, but he's flopped every time.
Well, I just don't know. That's upsetting my own father. Don't even want to talk to him.
You know, people.
His one shining moment.
Well, morale's back down again, boys.
Yeah, right back. Turn the lights off. Shut the shades. The depression down. Turn the air down.
Again.
Andrew, he's starting his new job. We talked about that last time.
Yeah, I'll be a prime man, Amazon, working for the richest man in the world.
Maybe you'll get up there one day, Andrew.
Shit, I wish. We have to work our way from warehouse to driver to supervisor.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know what I have to do to get to corporate, but
we'll see.
You said you're starting out in handling returns.
Yeah, customer returns. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever y'all don't like, I guess I'll scan it back into the system.
Just don't tell them about how we finesse them out of a second faulty interface.
That will never be brought up. Because I was looking, I had to do like all this paperwork yesterday, and one of the things that it was talking about was inside trading.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, that would be, you know, probably pretty easy, but couldn't get away with, I don't think.
Right.
You have no chance. You're in no danger insider trading.
Just start taking pictures of and post on eBay. People just send me their money, never get their product.
Well, we talked about the shift you're going to be working.
I believe it's 8 a.m. to 6 a.m. or 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, that is...
it's a little brutal, but... the money's worth it.
Andrew's getting to that money soon. You hear me, goddammit?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. He's like 16-something an hour, no?
16, 15 an hour starting out if you do the third shift. Boys.
And what do you think he's going to do?
Sizzler on Andrew coming up.
That's what I'm saying. Guess what? He's already said what he's doing with his first paycheck.
Andrew, when this COVID ends, we're hitting like Panama City or some shit like that. That's all we got, okay?
Okay, all right. We'll head that way.
What are you doing with all that money you're about to make, Andrew?
I mean, the first thing I'm probably buying is a little camera recorder.
Ooh, doing a little OnlyFans action?
OnlyFans.
No, OnlyFans. Ain't nobody want to see my big hairy feet.
Hey, no shit. Somebody, we don't come across some change here soon. I'm going to be selling pictures of my size 14s.
Hey, Aaron, tell the people about your newest venture that I mistakenly thought was OnlyFans, but...
My Patreon account. Yeah, I started a Patreon account. It's basically just like a little blog. Damn, he just sunk a 56-footer. But, yeah, it's a little Patreon account. You can get on there. It's like $4 a month, and I'm just posting shit on there, really, just like a little journal. I posted one the other day. I was going to post one yesterday, but I couldn't get that fucking phone out of my hand long enough to quit playing that damn game. But, yeah, look me up on there. You can download the app on your phone and... whatever.
Can you do like video uploads on there, or is it strictly just like blog type?
No, you can do like audio clips, videos, almost anything really. So just get on to patreon.com/.
How'd you come up on that?
Well, it's been around for a while. I've been thinking about doing it for the podcast, and I'd subscribe to Joey Diaz's, and I was just like, well, I mean, he just gets on here and types what he's thinking, so
Not
it's
bad.
Pretty funny, so whatever. So get on there, it's patreon.com/IamAaron6.
It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like. You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trickin', sendin' flies. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trappin' and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she havin' shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic.
Well, I'm going back to Andrew. How was that little adventure Friday night after celebrating the last day of work? Andrew Buck got some strange, huh?
There is a certain female that I work with, and since I've been there, she has been...
a beautiful young lady.
Okay, so... but she has been wanting me to, you know, take an adventure to her place or whatever, and I'm just not about it. And so we went to Applebee's, and I get a little drunk.
You're a man that tries to keep your work and your place separate, don't you?
Not really, because my experience for about 2 months there was the very opposite.
You not remember the little
Deli Girl? You don't remember that song?
I don't think I heard this story.
The lesbian?
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind, yeah. I'm with you now. I gotcha.
But anyways...
not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
I mean, she obviously wasn't, but...
just whenever you're a straight man.
Yeah. But,
Right.
No, she been wanting me, you know, to do that with her, and I just won't. And so Friday, we go out to Applebee's. There's a little going-away dinner for me, and I get a little tipsy, and... well, she wasn't sitting by me at first. Yeah. She wasn't sitting by me at first, and I went outside and come back, and she moved seats to be next to me.
Now, you tell me what. If I don't care...
How many at Long Island iced teas you have?
Three.
Three. They're $2 a piece. It's dirt cheap liquor, so you know that's like six of them.
Yeah.
So I don't care if she looks like Frankenstein. I can't. Like, it don't matter how drunk I was. I don't find her attractive.
You just missed a golden opportunity.
I'm sorry. I mean, you jump on that. She.
What did I tell you the other day?
I don't know.
I was gonna end up drowning myself.
Oh yeah.
I'm so mad. I'm gonna drown myself.
And what happened?
Yeah, but Andrew missed a golden opportunity with that. Really, you could have been getting her in the, you know, the bakery, the oven, or whatever.
I could have done whatever I wanted to with her as a thing, and I chose not to.
You want to call her?
No.
Yeah.
Because she thinks I work tonight.
She thinks you work tonight?
They all do.
It's fucking 5 o'clock.
But it's Sunday, which is what I told him I work.
Oh, start with me. Going back to Kroger.
No.
Did she at least get you did she get you a card or anything?
They didn't get me shit. They didn't buy my food. They didn't buy my drinks. I was a little pissed off.
Yeah, well, that's just dinner.
Yeah, I came back from the bathroom, and they brought the tickets out, and I was just sitting there looking at it, and I was like, is someone going to grab it? Like, someone going to say, I got that? Nah, no one does anything, so I have to pull my debit card out and pay for the $31.
Flex on them right quick.
Damn, Andrew goes to Applebee's and drops 31 bones by himself.
Well, it was like 21 for myself, and then I had to get Biggin over here the half off 10 piece boneless wings brought it home. Listen, I didn't get back till like 12. He's asleep, and I was like, I'll just put these in the fridge.
There was 20 of them boneless wings, bro.
Yeah, he got half off 2 10 pieces.
I woke up right out of a dead sleep 3 hours into it and ate 10 boneless wings.
It's so funny because Aaron just wasn't gonna mention anything.
He knew I was bringing them back for him anyways, but he knew it'd be a little bit.
Oh goddamn!
Because the thing is, I had dropped three of my buddies out that rode with me. So it had to drive in every part of Lexington to do that.
Jesus Christ! And then yesterday, that was really the only thing I ate was
the other 10 boneless
wings. I split the 10 boneless wings with Andrew, and that was my diet yesterday.
Did you get what kind of, you get honey barbecue or what?
Oh, you know,
yeah, he don't eat nothing else but the barbecue.
That fucking sauce, that flavor.
See, I go to Applebee's, I get that combo.
Would you get potato skins or something?
That classic combo. No, it comes with the cheese sticks, the wings, the spinach artichoke dip, and the quesadilla.
Oh yeah, that appetizer.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it.
Slaps, huh?
It slaps.
Not even Sonny's Barbecue can compete with that shit.
What's your mouth about? Yeah, I don't know about that. Sonny's is something else.
I could drown in some Sonny's. Some shredded pork.
Just hook it up to an IV.
A little butt roast? Are you fucking kidding me?
We drowned ourselves in some Tokyo Express earlier.
Yeah, that hibachi, that $6 hibachi.
Is delicious.
Got a little Wuhan flavor to it. It's all right. A
little bat wing soup.
Bat wing soup, baby. Yum, yum. Oh, Lord. Andrew,
Son, where'd y'all go camping at?
Oh, here we go.
Cove Lake. It's down in La Follette, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I know some people that live over in La Follette. I think our great aunt does.
My great aunt?
First time I've been down there. It's a cool spot.
Nana's sister?
I tell you about one time I went to La Follette in sixth grade. This is a good little story. I was in, it might have been fifth or sixth grade the first time, and my buddy Josh, his mom was dating somebody that had a place down there on that side of the lake, so we went down there, and we had come across the ability that if you get pine needles and you dry them out, they would burn. So he had been, I'd gone to his house after school, and we'd been collecting pine needles, drying them out. We had a damn, a whole Ziploc bag full of pine needles, bro. It looked like we were smoking dope. And we figured out that if you roll it up in notebook paper, it was like a cigarette. You're smoking pine cone cigarettes, bro.
This is what grade?
Like fifth or sixth. We're rolling it in college rolled notebook paper.
Oh, man.
So we take that whole bag down there. We smoke through it, bro. We're on a paddle boat fishing. He deboed like a little bit of his mom's vodka. I didn't take a drink of the vodka because I saw his face whenever he did it, and he about spit it back up. He was like, you can have the rest of this if you want it. I said, no, I smelled it. I said, I wouldn't even put that on a cup, bro.
But yeah, we used to smoke pine needles when I was younger.
Pine needles.
Damn.
In notebook paper.
I think the first time I ever smoked anything was my 7th grade. I think it was the Red Bucks.
Oh God, Red Bucks.
$1.50 little cigarillo cigarettes, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, you can get 20 cigars for like a dollar.
Yeah.
And I have a great aunt who smoked those. Now she has lung cancer.
Mm.
She's still smoking, bro.
I remember we sitting in your hot tub and we were smoking them, and I heard your mom come out and I shoved it right into the hot tub. And she came out there and she said, "Now someone smoking out here." And I said, and we all said, "Nah."
Why you make my mom sound like that? Like,
well, I don't know how I'm supposed to talk about it. How I'm supposed to impersonate her?
Someone smoking?
I did not say it like that.
Oh my God! Now call your parents.
Well, I mean, she did say, "Andrew, you won't want me to tell Jackie, would you?"
She did say that.
Yeah.
Remember at night you was in the hot tub with a bowl of hot wings and was absolutely like had sauce all in the hot tub.
No, I don't remember that.
He had sauce all in the hot tub. He had ate at least 20 chicken wings. There was like 6 of us there, hungry as fuck. Andrew ate all the chicken wings.
When was this?
It was like me, you, Kirsty, Emily, Layton.
No way. I did not eat all of them.
I swear to God, you had that little white bowl. There was more sauce in there than chicken wings because you poured the rest of the Hooters sauce on it. You don't remember that?
No.
That's how gone he was. Just absolutely fucking obliterated.
Damn, I don't remember that. Not one bit.
I had to go get the damn fish scooper just to get all the chunks of jalapeno out of there.
That's probably why it don't work anymore. It's just a bone stuck up in there somewhere. Chris has been wondering why that thing won't work.
Yeah. But yeah, aside from all of that shit, everything's been going good, huh?
We're just trying to make it out till, well, Tuesday when Michelle gets up here so we can get some, hopefully, you know, just a little juice or
Mom's some water. Mom's got to come through with a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk.
Man, times are hard, boys.
Yeah.
Times are hard. As if it isn't just raining already.
Hey, this is no shit, boys. I'm hearing due to COVID that anybody can pretty much get accepted on food stamps by now. So,
really,
that's what I've been hearing, and you can do it all online. So, you might want to look into that.
Well, around this time last year, Chris was just trying to tell Aaron to call. Was it Daryl?
Yeah, he's always bargaining for some for some food stamps. And the only reason why is because he thinks I'll come down there and I'll buy him some steak, some lobster. on the government's tab.
Wow.
Oh, what time is it, Andrew?
We're looking at 6:17.
6:17, I'm out of beer.
I think there's a 90 Light Seltzer that's in there.
Oh, God, you couldn't pay me. I do know that there's one beer that's been in there since Kentucky played. It might have been Florida.
Oh, yeah, it's one of them weird beers you bought.
Yeah, that was one of those.
Oh, damn. Since the last game Kentucky played, basketball? Or are you talking football?
Football.
Oh, my God.
So, a full year.
Yeah, basically. Goddamn.
It's probably getting fermenting.
Hey, you want to chop it up?
No, it's not.
Chop it up. I'll take 3/4. But, yeah, what do you remember from last episode? I wish we could have got it, bro. It was so fucking good.
It was just one of those that just flowed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Just flowed.
I was so devastated.
But I did
tell me that it didn't work.
I mentioned last time that I departed from Kroger.
Yeah.
And what?
I was wanting that.
God, man.
Well, I mean, you were sitting there not grabbing it, and then I point for it.
Well, I got all this pussy in my lap. This cat jumps on me, and. But anyway, I'm out of Kroger, bro. It's over with. It's done.
Never going back.
Never going back. They've called and left voicemails.
Have they really?
Well, they just called, was making sure I wasn't coming back.
After you told him you wasn't?
Yeah. And then after my boss, he blocked me on Facebook. Great guy. Never had anything wrong with him, but he took a little offense. His last message was, "Thanks for giving me a heads up." And it was...
Damn, and he blocked you on Facebook.
Like 20 minutes after, if that.
Yeah, so...
My God.
No hard feelings if you're listening. You're a good guy. Thanks for the opportunity to work for you. I just can't do it no more. And that goes for the whole show. And, you know, that main manager in there, they thought that my pneumonia was was fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he sent that first doctor's note in, she was like, oh, you know he's doing that on purpose.
Yeah, she was talking all kinds of shit. And I told him then, y'all can find somebody else to work. And I just...
3 months ago.
Went Andrew about a month and a half. No need to double time here.
Yeah, I was like, well, when I told him it was my last day, she comes up to me and she's like, yeah, we are, we'll really miss you and Aaron. I was like, yeah, yeah, I bet you will.
Well, this is the thing. I had another job lined up Monday. Okay, imagine this. Ending the weekend, Sunday night, we record a banger of an episode, go to sleep, feeling good, wake up, Monday, okay, it's time for a new job. Let's go knock this out, bro.
Let me pause you right there. not to mention last Sunday, when we recorded, best I've heard you sound in 2 months.
Yeah.
Most upbeat. I mean, skies were blue, bro.
Yes.
You can continue now.
The blue skies are, I was thinking about this earlier, 80% due to that. I've doubled the dosage of whatever medicine I've got now. So the depression, though, has honestly gotten a little bit better. I swear to God, I told Andrew the other day, I think that I'm a fortune teller because I predict the future, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I already know things that are going to happen before they happen, bro.
Yeah, that was a little shocking.
And things that...
shouldn't happen.
Things that just go... people think that are going to go over my head. It just gave me reassurance that people are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
gave
me confirmation on something that, if I'm being honest, have suspected for a minute now on people. So you do what you can. It's a lot better peace of mind now. And you know, you just subtract to multiply the quality of life, you know?
Yes, sir.
You just don't live with the...
You see the light of day and you move on.
You see the light of day and you move on. This new job Monday, I got to be there at 1 o'clock, okay? And I didn't tell nobody but my aunt this because I was telling her I was having panic attacks so she could get me some medicine. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I go, it starts at 1, it's 1 to 3. It's just like a little orientation training type deal. I sit down, there's three people there, bro. There's a college kid, well, he had just graduated, probably 25 years old. Just seemed like an alright kid. He was laughing, cracking jokes, talking sports. And then here comes like this 60-year-old woman. This is a sales job. Okay, she's in there. She sounds like she smoked a pack of cigarettes every 30 minutes for the last 20 years of her life. She's in there wheezing, calling people kids, this and that. The guy running the thing, he's so full of himself. It was unbelievable, bro. He was talking about how he was a baseball player until he blew his knee out and how he's in all these sports groups on Facebook. So off the top, I was like, all right, this isn't my type of environment. Aside from this cracked out old lady right here who I'd love to spend 2 hours with over a couple beers to hear her story, I have no other business being here. So I was like, all right, well, we'll see what this is. It's only 2 hours. You can make it. Let's sit here and see what's going on. 10 minutes into the presentation, bro, he's talking about going into the field. And I was under the understanding that the field was being on the phones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the lady introduced it to me. Changes slides, and it's got all these definitions. And field, it says where you're assigned to do your sales.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to explain that you'll be knocking on door to door. Okay, mm-hmm. This is about 45 minutes into it. He says knocking on door to door. I start freaking out. I was like, all right, we've made a bad decision here. I don't need to be here. I do not have no reason to be here. What good am I going to do knocking on doors asking people to buy windows, you know? So he calls a smoke break. He says, all right, I'm going to go use the bathroom and we'll start it. If anybody needs a smoke, go outside and smoke. So me and that old lady go outside and smoke. I didn't have a lighter.
Mm.
I say, hey, can I get a light? And she tosses it to me, and I toss it back. I get in my car, and I leave, bro. An hour into it. I didn't even make it the full 2 hours. I know I told y'all that that it went bad, that I wasn't going back, but the truth is I did not last the full 2 hours of the orientation. It was hot.
Well, see, I had texted you that day, and you had told me, I think this was like when you were in your car getting ready to dip, or you had already dipped, or something, and the way that I understood it, I thought that you were saying that that you were going to go back in and just not go back the next day. I didn't know that you dipped out like at the smoke break.
No, I got out of there, bro. I went to McAllister's and had me a BLT and some broccoli cheddar soup and a sweet tea and reevaluated my life. set up an interview, right. And then that Wednesday I had a phone interview, went great, gave me the job off rip, and then, so that's a new venture. We're just waiting on the start date for that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, going to knock on doors, are you serious? Are you shitting me?
Hi, would you like some solar panel windows?
I don't know how you did it for so long, Sloan. I couldn't do it, bro.
No, well, I mean, the one thing that, with that Swan's job, I mean, it already had, like, a route that was established with customers, but, of course, if you want your business to be successful, you always got to get new business, and it is awkward as hell, man, going up, just knocking on a, you know, you're having a rough sales day, you're just going cold knocking on doors, and to complete strangers it is, dude. So.
In Harling Heavy, nonetheless.
Well, yeah.
I'd say Swans, I mean, trying to sell that to people is a whole lot easier than trying to get some solar panel windows to people.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Like, I couldn't, like, you going up, you know, and you seeing, imagine trying to sell that in Harlan. Solar panel windows to people.
They don't even know nothing about that.
I mean, hell, the sun don't even shine here but like 4 hours through the day, so.
Wouldn't be doing yourself much of a favor, huh? I just can't believe it, though, bro. They started saying, I was like, we're in 2020. COVID's rampant, and you're wanting me to go knock on doors?
Yeah, I mean, the sales pitch would probably go fairly decent. And then they ask you, okay, so what's this going to cost me? Well, just a cool $30,000 or whatever.
The small payments of $1,500 each month.
Well, I know what my commission is off this, and I get this much percentage, so. How to hate a bee. I gotta be on the powder. I push it down to the floor. I got designer galore. I keep some dooryard and guards. I smoke out all of my cars. You smell the weed in the air. You smell the smoke in the seat. You went and had our child. You didn't abandon the deed. You got me twisted at least. Oh, he got that right to the edge of the hole. Huh?
Centimeter.
We're on the electric kit still. They're dying out left and right.
So, guys. So I told Aaron earlier, our life is a complete full circle now, because when we first moved down here at this point, we hadn't got jobs yet. We was running out of money, and now here we are.
Got
new jobs, you know, to start, and no money.
Yeah.
Don't you just love the rebound?
Just full one circle. I mean,
Andrew, honestly, those hairy back pictures and feet pictures might do you some good. Might buy you a steak.
I don't think I could do that.
You could definitely make some money with that back.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Whether it be with pictures or wig. Whatever you want.
Make a toupee out of it.
I swear to God, you shave your chest and back, you'd have enough to start like a St. Patrick's Day Irish beard line, bro. Find them in Target everywhere.
All natural.
All natural.
Bro, I swear, all Andrew would have to do to go viral is to do a Chris Farley impersonation of the Chippendales dance from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And that shit would just blow up and you'd be set.
Well, look out for it. It might just happen.
We need to get Andrew on a bunch of uppers. Get him on a bunch of uppers and he can do the van down by the lake bit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know Chris Farley, he loved those uppers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
About had to. As much as he sweated, damn.
Profusely.
You know, Tommy boy. Oh, Bobby here, he's just breathing right into the
blanket. Cat sleeps more than anything I've ever saw.
How is how's things in Harlan, Sloan?
How are things in Harlan?
Yeah.
I mean, they seem like they're about the same as ever.
So Donnell's got her new shop up.
Yeah, finally got that going. I think that's the old liquor store. I talked to the dude that Don's like handyman that does all of his work for him. I was talking to him the other day and was asking him about the liquor store that he's opening, what kind of timeline that he's got. And he was like, well, Don was originally thinking he'd be in 4 weeks, but now it's looking like it's probably going to be about 8 weeks. So,
yeah, I mean, that's what they kept saying about Smoking Joe's. Oh, yeah, shit, it's looking about, you know, 1st of July. Then it got pushed back to, oh, well, it'd be the 1st of September.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to stand by. Nobody knows.
Do you remember how long it took them to open that?
Almost a year.
Yeah, it was all they talked about for a year was this phantom Little Caesar character that was going to come in and save the day with pizzas. And it's all that all everybody talked about was, yeah, we're getting a Little Caesars, goddammit. Did you hear? Did you hear?
Well, this is what bothered me with people, is that they thought that, you know, it was going to be two separate stores.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come in through the gas station and say, oh, where are they going to put the Little Caesars at?
Now, does your sister work at Little Caesars?
No, nah, she's Smoking Joe's.
So she works at Smoking Joe's, okay. I thought she worked in the building, okay.
Yeah, she's inside.
Okay.
Oh, Haven works down there?
She does.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, she works the counter.
She sells all the finest tobacco accessories, pods,
beer.
I just showed you how often I go in there. I've been in there, like, literally I've been inside that store two times since it's opened.
It's nice, but, you know, mm-hmm. It's the usual people that go in there and come across the bridge.
Right.
Oh, come across the bridge. Mm-hmm. It sounds so nasty.
Yep, and you know what I'm...
Where they come from, Andrew?
Oh, that, you know, across that bridge from Dairy Queen.
Oh, and what area is that?
Baxter.
Oh, my God. Talking down on my city, bruh. I know I claim Lawnville.
You're Lawnville.
Yeah, but that's like the city within the city. That's my...
I mean, I think Baxter stretches out towards where Nana lives.
That's so. Tremont?
No, I think it's actually Baxter.
All I know, it's LV for life. You heard? Longville, stand up.
Well, I'll just tell you, boys. Haley's mom works down there at the Coal Bucket after it went under new management.
Uh-huh.
And she said it's pretty much like it was before with all the random characters that you get coming in there from Dixie Town. So
yeah, I couldn't imagine. Like, I don't know half the people that live, like, behind me. Or that, whatever that hollow is, right before you come across the range, the trail tracks.
Is that place still open 24/7?
I ain't got a clue.
Yes, but I think it's still the, after midnight, you can't actually go inside.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that place used to get robbed like a son of a gun, like a train.
Yeah, plus they've got, they have those, like, slot, like, jackpot machines in there now, so.
Oh, they used to have them back in the day, too.
Yeah.
The degeneracy. I used to see that at the VFW. They'd sit there and first of the month, I mean, you couldn't get a seat, boy. It was a waiting list.
It's like, well, I mean, if you walked in there at the gas station in Louisville, they were lined up.
Yeah.
I could probably tell some pretty good VFW stories. Remember New Year's? Getting drunk with your beautiful great aunt?
Yeah.
And that brittle old man?
I have no, some doctor she went with, yeah. I have no idea who he was.
Here I am, 23, 24, honorary member of the VFW, just because I know the bartender.
Honorary.
Have never even put an army helmet on, a piece of camouflage, and I'm a member of the VFW.
Yeah.
They used to love me in there, and they'd be like, hey, you want to shoot some pool, this and that? I'd always let them win.
That's one place I never ventured to. I never made it inside the VFW.
I made it there last year.
I tell you what, Saturday night at the V ain't too bad. Ain't too bad.
It's comedy in there, honestly.
Oh, bro, I remember there. I don't know if it was New Year's or if it was St. Patrick's Day. There was this woman. I might have told this story before, but there was this woman in there, and all her kids grew up and went to Ross Point, and they're probably like 6 years younger than I am. And my mom taught all their kids, and. You know, I probably drank 6 or 7 beers, and it's late into the night. People are starting to spread out, and this woman's still there. And she comes up, and she starts rubbing on me, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm getting hit on. She, you know, it was tough because I'd seen her. She was dialed up that night, but I'd seen her, you know, picking her sons up from basketball practice or something like that. Otherwise, I would have been in that. But anyway, she started rubbing on my back, and... I was just playing along with it. She was like, I've seen you. You seem to do so well with people and be such a people person. I would love to hang out and this and that. And I was like, all right, well, yeah, we can definitely do that. Maybe you can get some of your people together. I'll get some of my people together and we can do a little thing or whatever. She said, all right. And then this is what turned me off. She's like, all right, well, we're going to have to keep Miss Simpson out of this. And I was like, you goddamn right. Check please, baby. Check please. Oh, that poor little woman. She could have got it that night, too.
Was she decent looking?
Mm-hmm. For the V?
She's compared to what I was doing with at Kroger.
Well, I mean, what you're dealing with at Kroger, that woman's sober, you're sober, and you're having to listen to her everyday struggles. This woman was wanting to just put it all on a platter and, you know, forget about the rest.
As far as looks,
they're probably sub 3.2.
Damn.
Yeah. And I hate to put people in that category, but... Even drunk eyes couldn't tell a beautiful story with that.
Aaron, I want you to compare, because I don't know the lady that you're talking about, so I'm going to give you a comparison here. The lady when we were reffing over at Green Hills, the woman that was always cut our checks for us, that was had the googly eyes for you.
She wasn't that old. I know exactly who you're talking about, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I read her Facebook posts sometimes. You wouldn't think she's an educator the way she her grammar is.
Oh, so you got her on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Miss T. Miss T. She's like, boys, can I get you anything? We'd be getting ready to just start the 7th, 8th grade game, worked up a lather, sweating. You boys want a Coke, chili dog? Right in the middle of the game. You're like, you want me to have to call a timeout and shit my brains out in the first quarter?
All Aaron had to do was snap his fingers, dude. She was right there, man.
Oh, my God. I don't know how they ever, after the first couple times me and Sloan went over there, I don't know how they kept letting us come back, bro.
They loved us, though, man.
We wouldn't rotate.
I think they were just happy that we were coming over there, really.
We were showing up. Oh, those poor little fiddlers. They only had one good girl, and she'd dribble across half court, and she'd shoot it, fading out of the bounds in the corner. And they'd be like 55-4 into the game.
Jeez.
Just taking a beating.
Running clock like 3 minutes into the game. It was a breeze.
But yeah, we used to run shit over there at Green Hills. The boys got a little chippy sometimes. I remember they used to have this damn load in 5th and 6th grade. The goggle Sloan, you remember that little bastard?
Oh, yeah. Big Ethan, wasn't it?
Big Ethan. Big Chungus, baby. Speaking of Chungus, he's coming back up here this week. Yeah, shout out Big Chungus, Cousin Carson. He'll be on next week's episode of the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah. Here we go.
But no, Big Ethan, he'd catch that rebound and he would, instead of shooting it, he'd cock it behind his head and throw it towards the rafters.
Oh, my God. He would launch it.
And his mom was the most, you know, she was just right there in it, giving him all the energy he needed.
He was Michael Jordan.
I'm pretty sure that bitch was in a wheelchair, too. Am I wrong?
It could be. I don't know.
She had
I do remember
jumping.
Her being the loudest damn one, though, in that gym.
Oh, of course.
If she's in a wheelchair, I think had hydraulics. She's up and down, baby.
Oh, no, listen, bro. They would... He was the only kid that could actually, like, catch the ball and, like, had any sort of...
coordination?
Motor skills. Yeah, at all. So, they would feed him in the post, or he'd get a rebound, and you'd hear, "Shoot it, Ethan!"
He'd follow every time he fucking caught it. Rumbling, tumbling, bumbling.
Oh, what a swing.
That's good times, though.
Some good old days over at Green Hills Elementary.
Oh, what we did talk about was getting our riffing license the last episode. And we just...
give me a refresher.
Now, that was a vibration. That was because it's on that. But we was going to run it up here. We was going to take over Madison County.
Oh, yeah. Five-man crew, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unless COVID takes it out.
Right.
I don't know if high school's going to be playing or not, man.
I saw someone had posted a picture of a Georgia high school, and, I mean, you know, there's 20 kids 10 feet wide just backed up on each other.
I think this is... people are already going back to school.
Georgia's in school.
This might be the first year I've not really felt like it's time for school to start.
Well, it's like it never really went... it's like it's been out for, like, you know, 7-8 months now, because they really... they were home. They were just doing online, so...
it's just all gone to shit.
Everyone started the vacation back in damn April.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right after all that income tax. Yeah.
When they finally just opened up the beaches again and then closed them a week later.
And COVID hitters, baby.
But college starts not this week, but next.
Andrew's going to be on the prowl this semester, huh?
I might just have to go stroll down on campus. See what's popping.
Hey, can you help me get to Geometry 205? I'm looking for this building, but I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, we got a 15-minute D-route to 928 Villa Drive. We'll make it there on time, though.
Andrew, you foxy fox.
Sleep, motherfucker. I know I'm smooth.
In the cut, huh?
In the motherfucking mud.
I do remember last time you said you was going to read your Tinder messages.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Well, I'll pull up this one. It's about the only fun. I usually just give them a hey, so, but this one, I never got a response back, but on her profile, she, I think she plays collegiate golf or high school golf one.
Ooh, okay. Uh-huh.
And I opened up with, let me find it. I opened up with, how much you want to put on a round of 18?
Oh.
And I got no response.
She said, well, what's that word? She wants to put her innocence on the line for 18, Andrew.
And I got a hole in one for her.
Ooh. Ooh, Andrew dropping them there.
But other than that, yeah, I just, you know, I get a lot of misses, and I just say, hey, I don't say some stupid shit.
You don't say stupid shit? Well, I told you, if I had it on my phone, I'd tell you what I had on it, but I'd be asking people for money, cash apping me. Like, hey, I got to send baby mama $30. Can you cash app me? You do it to the ones, because whenever I'm on there, I just go and I just swipe right on everybody, just trying to talk to people. Because half the time, it's fun to just fuck with people.
Yeah.
You get on there, he's like, hey, can you care? I hate to ask you, but you care to come over here? I'll send you my address. I just need to go to the store right quick. Send to Western Union.
I need to start doing shit like that.
No, good shit. Good shit. But you said some of them, they play back, and they're just women that I don't want to be with, you know. But yeah, I always ask them for a little money. Ask them to take you to the store.
I'm going to try that. Maybe I'll get a sucker. Get one to buy it.
A sucker?
A sucker, like she falls for it.
Oh, I thought he was a
sucker. Nah.
I thought there was sexual innuendos behind that one, Andrew.
I've got a sucker.
I wouldn't say it ever again.
All right. Anyway, cut that out. 43:55.
No, bro, leave that. Cut. No shame, man.
Anyway, Andrew was doing some music producing this morning.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of an intro whenever we get it out.
Yeah, we are. I decided the other night that I'm going to steal everyone else's music and make one big mix and put it on YouTube so it gets millions of views and I get the ad revenue. And hopefully I make enough ad revenue to pay back the attorney fees from the copyright infringements.
Yeah, we's up there, you know, bullshitting, mixing it up on our P's and Q's.
Andrew had some smoke blowing. We's passing a drink, you hear me? Oh, good God.
Even threw a Joker monologue in there.
Oh, he's got...
Oh, it was actually pretty good.
What are interludes? He's got interludes, bro.
Yeah, I had the some sabonic boom or something.
Bubonic plague.
Yeah, it's in China.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I had mentioned that story earlier about me sleeping on the side of the road in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Should I retell it?
Go for it.
Okay.
I think it was a good one, dude.
It just needs to get out there. All right, so there we are. And this just goes on to the theme with the last almost 2 years of my life and how how you always reach a point to where you're going to see over top of the mountaintop, but then you just go rolling off that cliff down to the bottom. So it was last year, 2 years ago, I think. Anyway, I was going out of town. It was almost Valentine's Day. I thought, you know what? I was going to go out of town with this chick. We're going to go watch this basketball game. And thinking back on it, that's probably what turned her off, because it's who wants to go out of town and watch an NBA basketball game on Valentine's Day? But anyway, so I'd set everything up, time to go, and she ended up having something come. But anyway, back to it. She backs out, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll just go on. I can get a better floor ticket and sit closer. It's just one ticket instead of two. Andrew's feeding the cats, got him active. So I go down there, I'm listening to Conway Twitty the whole way, you know, crying my eyes out. And then before I'd left, I was spending the night, and I had a friend that was working at the hotel in Harlan there on the bypass, and I think you say it was Choice Privilege Rewards. I'd got one of those cards, and I'd gotten like an employee discount off of a room. It was like I only ended up having to pay $30 because it was.
Now was this before or after you started working at the hotel?
This is probably about 2 months before.
Before, okay.
I think I started working there in late March, early April. But
okay.
We hop on there, and I'm on the way to Charlotte, and I'm looking for hotels, and I find one that if I use my discount code, it's only going to be like $25-$30. I'm like, hell yeah, all in.
Yeah, so absolute steal.
I book it, and the pictures on the internet, you know, they always make it seem nice. And then you get there, and the paint's chipping. It's three different colors. There's six people standing outside, huddled up, freezing.
The significant smell hits you when you first open the door.
Yeah, you know, it's got that damn incense smell. The guy at the counter don't speak English. And I said this before, they took my ID, and I'm probably somebody else in Afghanistan right now. That's neither here nor there. I go into the room, and everything's fine. You know, I take a nap. I decide I'm just going to buy the tickets at the game. So I get there, and I buy the tickets, watch the game. Kimba goes for 40 or 50, and then D'Angelo goes for the other, the opposite. One had 50, one had like 46.
Right.
After the game, I'm like, all right. On the way down there, I'd ask the Uber driver, I was like, so what's there to do after the game, you know? He's like, oh, we got this square with all these clubs. It's a good time, you know, you just go in there and drink and hang out. And I was like, all right, man. So we, after the game, I'm hungry. I'd been drinking a few beers, and I was like, you know, I'll just walk over here and to this Burger King. And little did I know, I saw the Burger King sign whenever I got there. It was next to the train station. And the homeless population in Charlotte was popping on that that Tuesday night or whenever. So I'm sitting there eating Burger King by myself in Charlotte, North Carolina, with a bunch of homeless people. And I'm like, you know what? You gotta get out. You gotta go meet somebody. You're down here.
That's kind of like a coming home moment right there when you're in that predicament.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you gotta either go home or you gotta pick your shit up and go do something with your life. So I was like, you know what? I stumble into one club. And shortly in there, you know, being 6'8 and white in downtown Charlotte, you stick out like a sore thumb.
Right.
So I was just like, all right, I got the Uber back to the hotel. Now, whenever I get back to the hotel, like, the parking lot is filled up, packed. I get out of the car, there's people everywhere, I'm hitting the lock button, just taking everything that's in my sister's car into the room because it's untailing if it's going to be there in the morning. Take a shower, clean up, lay down in the bed. It's probably 1:30. Turn the TV on. First thing I see, it's porn, bro. Porn channel. Porn channel. Two people just going at it, just sloppy dumpster porn. So I'm like, all right, well, this is pretty much cements my thoughts on my suspicions on this place. So I just turn it off and try to go to sleep. I lay there for like 10 minutes, and I hear this knock at the door, and my heart starts fucking racing, bro.
This is it. It's over.
It's over. And I had the chain on there, and I opened the door. And I crack it open, and it's this African-American gentleman. He's like, oh, I think I've got the wrong place. And I was like, yeah, man, I think you do. Ain't nothing going on in here. So I shut the door. I pack my shit up, and I get in the car. Fuck the $30. I'll take the loss on the arm. I'll just sleep in the car if I have to. Okay, little did I know I was going to end up having to. In the middle of North Carolina, apparently there's no gas stations for long stretches of times. This is like 3:30 in the morning. I'm freaking out. I ain't seen a gas station in miles. When I left the hotel, I had like 120 miles. So I was like, all right, well, I can get down the road a little bit, and then I can stop, get me some coffee. It's in the middle of the night. It'll pick me up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was no gas station. I look it up on my GPS, and I find a gas station that's like 5 miles away. And my thing has stopped. It stopped after 10 miles telling me how long I had left.
The blinking lights.
It's just fucking blinking. And I can't watch the road for watching it. And I get to the gas station, and it's closed, bro.
Mm.
So now I have no idea how much gas I got. Probably barely enough to make it back to the interstate to try to call somebody. I make it back to the interstate, thank God. It's the middle of the night. It's raining, it's cold, it's February. My heart's broken. I'm sleeping in a cold car on the side of the road in North Carolina.
What's going on?
I'm calling the damn state police, highway patrol, everybody. There's only like, in the county I was in, apparently not shit goes on. There's only like one deputy sheriff on duty, and he pulls up. He's like, well, there's nothing I can do for you. Everything's closed around here. You just have to wait till 5 in the morning. So I sleep on the side of the road, and I wake up to this cop. It's not any way you ever want to wake up, whether if you know what's going on or not. There's a cop knocking on the window. And it's like, he takes me down to the gas station, and I buy a $20 gas can to put I put $4 of gas into a $20 gas can.
Jesus.
Get back, get some gas, and then I stop and fill up with gas, and I make it home. I'm home before noon, listen to Travis Tritt the whole way.
It's tough.
It's a long way to Richmond. One up on 95.
I said, I ain't never been, that's a whole lot worse than the situation I've ever been in.
Sleeping on the side of the road is not fun. Like, I've slept in the back of the Goose before plenty of times. Just, like, up in the mountains or, you know, just anywhere. But whenever you're sleeping in a little Honda Civic and it's cold outside and there's no gas in the car for it to even turn on to use the heat.
Oh, yeah. But you said you were in your sister's car, too, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Would you rather it have been cold or hot as fuck?
a cool 65 would have been fine with me, but you know, I guess cold. The sheriff.
Dude, I handle the cold way better than I do the heat.
Yeah, I start like when I'm sitting there to start sweating. It's so hot. I can't handle that.
I tell you what, Sloan. You know the most my patience have ever been tried in cold weather was whenever we sat through that football game.
Mm.
Oh, dude, when it poured the rain on us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's tough.
My shoes still ain't dried out from it.
No, dude, that was and it really wasn't even that cold out there, man. But
just nonstop rain. Like we had.
Could you imagine if we would have stayed through the whole game?
I know, bro. We had ponchos on, and every time Kentucky would score or do something good, I'd jump up and I'd splash the person in front of me with a big old puddle of water.
John Bates made us come down here and watch EKU every year about mid-February, and man, that was pretty cold.
I wonder what Master Bates is up to now.
I'm sure he don't even know.
You think he's in jail?
Sure he was, but I don't know about now.
Speaking of jail, I'm waiting for the statute of limitations to be up. I got about 4 more years before I can tell y'all about a real good story. So stick around with us, folks. Stick around to hear the tale that shall not be told in the near future. I just don't know anymore, though, boys.
Damn. And then speaking of that trip, one of the most embarrassed I've been in a restaurant happened when we were in that Tilted Kilt. You remember that drink that I ordered, and she made it way too strong, bro, and I couldn't even drink it?
Oh, my God, and it's all in skimpy Halloween costume.
Oh, dude, it was all it took for me to... She kept walking by asking if we needed refills or anything, and, well, I mean, we'd done had our food at this point, and I took one sip of this Long Island iced tea, and swear to God, dude, if you'd have put a lighter over top of it, it'd have set the place on fire.
You smelled it whenever she brought it.
Yeah, and so finally she asked, she was like, are you not going to drink that? Is it not any good? And took all it had in me to be like, well, it's just a little too strong for me. that was a big pride moment right there.
Yeah.
What did you end up telling her?
Well, she ended up taking it back, and she took it to the bartender, and she remixed it, put a little more juice in it, put it in a little bit bigger of a glass. But I feel like she took an extra jab at me, because when she took it back and sat it down, she was like, sorry about that. She has a heavy hand sometimes. And I feel like that was just a little, you know, just the last jab at me right there. Call me a pussy.
Yeah. You know? Bitch. They're a little bitch.
We brought you your sweet tea, sir.
Have we went on air about the Cheddar's trip that we made?
Yeah, well, I think that little boy's name was Levi.
I don't think it was Levi. I think it was something with an S, because we was trying to think of it the other day.
Sebastian, that's the only thing.
I don't know, but we've told that story, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Y'all straight up finessed on Cheddar's.
Well, I mean, how are you going to be open for 2 hours and already be out of ribs?
Yeah.
At some place that 6 out of the 10 things on the menu was with ribs.
Yeah, it's nothing but ribs. Ribs.
Ribs chicken, ribs steak, ribs shrimp. We's there for the ribs.
Fine dining, huh? Now we got to eat is
pretzels and fucking cream cheese in the cabinet.
We got pork chops that's been in there for about 8 months. So it's probably going to take about a week to thaw out.
Yeah, we got some scalloped potatoes in there that could be fixed.
And we've got about 17 bottles of water.
Is that not 17? So you're about to start rationing them out?
One a day, and the cats ain't drinking. Cats are going to tap water.
The dude, scalloped potatoes. I think that's my potato of choice right there.
Oh, they're
best
great.
Way to fix a potato.
They're great.
Scalloped potato. Now I love a good dehydrated potato and cheese.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the Bob Evans hitters?
Oh, those little hitters.
Mm-hmm. That loaded mashed potato.
That son of a bitch, Bob Evans, knows what he's doing.
Yes, sir. Bob Evans and George Foreman.
Bob Evans, but if you go to the restaurant, it don't taste like that, you know.
Mm-mm.
No, it really don't.
Bob Evans is not my favorite place to eat.
I don't think I've ever had Bob Evans like restaurant. Maybe once, and I think their gravy was pretty disgusting. I didn't like it. The Dairy Queen up here, their gravy's different than the one in Harlan. It's like more liquidy. It's not good.
Oh, and my mom did manage to freeze some vegetable soup about 3 weeks ago that we could eat.
We could. You got any meat in it or just straight vegetable?
I don't know, Andrew. Hoping for the best.
I mean, I like a little ground beef in there.
I do too. I love some protein, some calories to make it through the night.
Yeah, I made some hamburger helper yesterday with some ground beef that's been thawing out for about a month.
Ooh, you did make that ground beef. I thawed that out a couple Wednesdays ago.
And it was good.
Are you getting that buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a buzz in the earphone. I think it's from my headset, though.
There your cord.
Yeah, well...
This is your recital. If I'm invited, my God, it's that cool out. I'm hella more fly like Ron, who left some food out and boo just get jelly. When I bring my boy out, my appetite crazy. Shawty getting chewed out. I'm about to get to a stomach like kombucha. Soon as I zoot out, it shoot out. I'm too out. I brought my crew out all day. Look like a luau ball. You losing, you keep starting. Fucking the new house all spring. I'm going nuts like offspring. Uh-huh. Big blood, it look like the green. Drop it.
Oh, you ever get the ones that are like this for a TVH?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling a friend of mine earlier. I was like, yeah, I remember I get the Truth Is pop up on my timeline from people making videos of it.
Ooh, those videos are the best. Little 8-second hitters. Andrew Saylor, Truth Is, you're cool. We should hang out. Okay, go ahead, Natasha. Hey, Andrew, Truth Is, you dated my sister. Yeah, we should hang out.
Andrew, did you ever get the ones where it was like, Truth Is, I don't know you? Like, girls would just instantly go to
plenty,
that.
Plenty.
Plenty. Truth Is, you gonna know me, bitch. Oh, those were the good old days,
I think I posted one, like, it was right after, like, 2012, and the movie was on, and it was, like, playing four times in a row, and I put it on Facebook, WTF, and I remember my mom calling me, like, oh, you need to take that off. And I was like, well, it just means what the frick or what the fudge. And she's like, no, it don't. I know what it means.
So you on Facebook, out of the movie 2012 being on four straight times, you just put what the fudge.
Yep.
Nothing behind it.
Nope.
Just WTF.
Yep.
Oh, dang, boys. Did y'all see what Matt Jones tweeted?
Nope.
What is it?
20 minutes ago, he said, just got a text that Big Ten will announce that they are canceling college football this fall, likely tomorrow.
Damn.
It's over. It's a wrap.
Well, shit.
There goes my next 9 months.
7 minutes ago, he tweeted, I am told Big Ten commissioner let the SEC folks know today that they would cancel season by Tuesday in hopes that all the Power Five will announce together.
Wow.
Breaking news here.
There's going to be no football.
Damn.
The world just gets grayer.
Now, does that mean that all the seniors will have another year of eligibility? You think they'll give them that?
Oh, they'd rather go to the NFL.
Oh, man.
Let's say some people like Landon Young, you know.
First-round draft pick.
You think so? I mean, without even playing one more year?
If he's already been rejected. I don't know.
I mean, some of them probably want that extra year to showcase, you know. Because you think Josh Allen would have went 7th overall until after his senior season?
No, but he wasn't projected to go in the first round, before the season started.
That's what I'm saying. He had that senior season, and now he's 7th overall pick. Some people won't really want that last season.
I know, but Landon Young's already on there.
Could do him better.
It could always. You could always do better, you know.
Always.
Yeah, but
that sucks.
Hopefully the good thing is, I think the NFL is going to play, I think.
Oh, you know them sons of bitches are doing it. Way too much money
right
there.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They'll blackball somebody. They'll play in a pandemic.
But I think Big Ten's also doing it because UConn had announced that they weren't playing right before Big Ten announced their scheduling.
Yeah. Are they in Big Ten or are they in Big 12?
They're an independent this year.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
I think they're only in the Big East or the ACC in basketball. But yeah, exciting news for the next couple months. It just gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Just gets worse and worse.
That's not what we needed. College football would have done us a whole lot, gambling wise, and as far as
who knows, it might save us all a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm. Gambling might be the reason why we're in a position we're in, Andrew.
Aaron's starting to think, man, I could really use that buck 20 I blew on the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm really starting to hate LeBron and him.
Well, how do you think the person that bet $85,000 for Tiger to win this championship feels?
Oh. Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah. There's a video of someone, like, watching Tiger practice tee. And he says, Tiger, how you feel about dude making an $85,000 bet? He said, great fucking bet.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guarantee that guy putting $85,000 on Tiger has milk and bread in his house, so.
Dang, man.
You got it, you got it. So what do you think, Andrew? Give me something good, buddy.
Well, I mean, I grabbed this this prompt writing book. Maybe we can pull something out of it.
Who could that be, Andrew?
I ain't got a clue.
Here, do you want me to answer?
I mean, you were getting up.
You want me to give the interview?
Yeah.
All right. Keep us live on there.
Stay tuned. We're live. Someone's knocking at our door. We don't know where you are. Unknown.
Someone just knocked at the door?
Yeah, we don't know who it is. What's up?
But this came to my mailbox, and I just wanted to bring it to you.
Appreciate it, man.
No problem,
man. Yeah, thank appreciate you, man. Appreciate that. Hell yeah. What a man. Wow. I would have never got that fucking case for my new phone. I tell you what.
Yeah, I'll be damned, boys.
Amazon package shows up to my door wrong name. It's mine. I don't give a fuck.
Who? All right, here you go. Name something you wish you had a remote control that currently does not.
If I had a remote control?
Mm-hmm, for anything.
I'd fast forward through this depression, brother.
There you go. Right through life.
Yeah.
Get me to the good part.
It'd be like Click.
Exactly.
I'm not opening that right now. It's too loud. I don't want my words tatted on me.
Yeah, why?
They probably won't get me nowhere.
Sure as hell don't go nowhere and they come out of your mouth, huh?
Like y'all on this podcast.
You
people
me?
That listen.
God damn it.
Love y'all. Appreciate you.
But yeah. And I appreciate everyone listening too, Andrew. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We love our listeners.
Even if we don't like you, we appreciate you listening.
They keep us flowing, keep our minds bright.
They bring in pennies in.
Yep. Every time y'all hit play, we get a penny, so keep it up.
Every six plays, we can go buy a light red kidney beans to survive off of, okay? So just keep hitting play. Subscribe, resubscribe.
Oh, man.
Get us
and there. Also, Aaron, go ahead and take this time to extend the fact that we are accepting sponsors. Definitely accepting sponsors right now. We'll pay any damn thing you want to for any amount of
money.
Yeah.
We mentioned Donnell's Pharmacy. I'm sure that'd be a great sponsor.
Yep.
Yeah, I can already hear the punchline. Donnell's Pharmacy. If you need the pill, we got the pill. Huh?
If you're feeling ill, we got the pill.
Yep. Come on down to Chinatown. I tell you what, speaking of Chinatown, there must have been a fucking cookout for Asians up here today because all the Chinese places were closed.
Every single one of them. The Japanese were open.
Yeah.
And a moment of silence.
That one dropped. I thought that one wasn't going to be a good one. I got Andrew on it earlier.
Oh, shit.
So we had to settle for fast food hibachi.
Yeah, I mean, it was decent.
I'm telling you, folks, anytime you can get hibachi for $6, you might as well just run the other way. You gonna spend,
so it really wasn't any count?
I mean, it's all right, but the rice is bland. They forgot the vegetables. And
yeah, that was a little upsetting just because, you know, we're trying to ball on a budget, and I was wanting everything that I was supposed to get, and I didn't get the hibachi vegetables.
Yeah.
Somebody had mentioned something about an egg roll.
Yeah, well, no, that was the China King. Oh. Japanese, I don't think, do egg rolls. They got wontons, dumplings.
Wonton.
What would you rather have, Sloan? Chinese or Japanese?
Dude, there's this Japanese place in Morristown I got hooked on called Akita.
Oh, let me tell you about a Japanese place over in Morristown, Kingsport, that me and Aaron went to.
Uh-huh.
I believe we've told this story before, but Aaron was feeling sick. But had been sick for maybe a week or two. And he finally starts feeling a little better, and I bribe him to go out of town, go to Kingsport with me, let's walk around Johnson City, go to the mall.
It's
and
Christmas time.
Yeah, we had a shop for the family or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so we hit up this, well, we first pulled into like two different places we thought was going to be hibachi Japanese. Wrong.
Yeah.
Pull up this other one that's a buffet, and we're like, fuck it, there's like 6, 8, 10 rolls deep of food. But, you know, let's do it. $12, let's just, you know, let's do it.
Right.
We eat, and we pull into Dick's. We had to walk in, and like I don't even think we walked anywhere. We made into Dick's, and he's like, "I got to use the bathroom." So he goes and he takes me. He's like, "Yeah, we're just gonna leave."
I had to go into the women's bathroom,
yeah,
and relieve myself.
So I go out to the car, get it started, and he finally comes out, you know, moments later, says he threw up in there. So I'm like, all right, you know, we'll just get home. And we no longer made it out. We didn't even make it out Dick's parking lot errands.
Oh, there is a mound of fucking Lomang in the parking lot, bro. Half processed.
Oh, God.
Just a whole glop of it in the parking lot. And I think we make it, like, before we even get back on the interstate, I have to pull back over and let them haul it off again.
Oh, bro, I'm throwing up in a bag. I was throwing up four pieces of Jell-O. You know how those little Jell-O... Ain't it so weird how Chinese restaurants cut the Jell-Os, and it's always so firm? Squares. But it's always so firm. I can never make my Jell-O like that.
Actually, I have a video of me and Aaron at the King's Buffet in Corbin after I got my first tattoo, and he's got pudding on Jell-O, and he's just smacking it around.
I tell you what, you put some chocolate pudding on top of some red Jell-O, fan me down, baby. H-I-T, I'm sweating.
With a capital H.
I'm sweating. I'm putting out that sex pheromone. I'm getting that in my tummy. I'm ready for heat.
I think
speaking of some throwback memories, dude, when you sent me that video the other day, I'd never seen of Aaron skinny dipping in the hotel.
Oh, that was a year ago.
Oh yeah,
oh my
bro.
God, dude, that was so hilarious.
That was before moved down here. It was like his last night at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Butt ass naked, baby. It felt so free. Felt so free to be me. It wasn't a little cannonball out of the water. I was in there. I pissed and
he
everything.
He was stroking. He was taking strokes.
Backstroke. Bird in there. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, what was it going to do? Fire you?
No, damn. It was. They only knew. I tell you what, you should never let someone like me work the night shift at a hotel and be the only person on the grounds that has any authority whatsoever. If I'm running it, it's straight to the ground, baby. There was nights I used to fall asleep, 2 hours, wake up. I would never sit behind the counter. I would always go lay on that couch and watch TV. And
oh, that's a bad idea.
Just always end up... they used to have that pre-cooked bacon in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking slabs of goddamn bacon, bro. Like, there'd be like 600 pieces of strips of bacon in a package. I'd used to just...
Oh, my God.
I was so filled up on pork for 3 months.
I know. I come in there and I'd say, where's them? They got some good ass cookies too.
No cookies.
And they'd be out there and be like, I mean, they're sitting in there if you want to go get one. Found the muffin, a few bananas, and all types of shit in that fridge.
Yeah, you always
damn. I never got to partake in any of that. The only time I went to go visit Aaron was I had, what was that? They had that cucumber water or lemon water or some shit.
The lemon water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I used to squeeze lemons to my hands bled.
There'd be like three whole lemons in there.
That's right. I used to have a little flavor to it. They wouldn't let me add sugar, though.
Ooh, that'd been good.
That'd been lemonade is what that would have been.
Oh, Bryson has taken the lead now. We're coming on the back nine.
Oh, what a day, what a day.
Yeah, just full of nothing.
Did I tell you about that guy across the way falling over the other day, me and Andrew having to go save him?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't
actually,
think so.
That happened actually a few weeks ago.
There was a gentleman who I think
older.
Is it home health or hospice? I don't know. The nurses come over and work with him, like physical therapy. And I guess he was outside doing his. No, he was outside sitting
in
his chair.
He was sitting, yeah.
And the arm slipped out on him, and he tumbled right into the ground. Well, we get a knock on the door. Me and Andrew freaking out.
Who could it be?
Who could it be? It's a fragile old lady next door, and she's like, can you care to come help me with him? And I look over and dude just laying on the ground, lifeless, bro. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was like, all right.
Like a turtle on the back of a shell.
Yeah, so we get him up, and he was like, what happened? And I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, he had no idea.
And then we get him up, and he takes a few steps, and they're trying to get him in the house, and he just falls.
All along, his wife is just standing there, you know, not trying to help put a hand on him or anything, just, you know, standing there. Yeah,
she got a little shit-ink grin on her face, like she's happy about it or something.
He probably wanted him to fall.
Oh, damn.
But he just fell and then didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like I said, we got him back up. He fell again, and we got him back in there, finally got him to sit down, and that was it.
We did save the day. That's whenever Neighborhood Watch comes and
It's whenever we say.
I mean, was he conscious enough to tell y'all thank you or something?
Oh yeah.
I don't think he knew where the fuck he was at, to be honest with you. Because he was like, "What happened?" I was like, "Bro, you just had a major concussion."
What a putt there by Tony. Glad I don't bet on golfing.
That'd be a tough thing to bet on, huh?
Well, I think I'd probably bet on Koepka, and he's down below 10th now.
Brooks Koepka.
Back-to-back defending champ.
All right, well, anyway. But yeah, that's it for us, folks. We appreciate you listening, episode 20. Hopefully it made it this far. Follow us on Instagram, yada yada pod. Subscribe, resubscribe, subscribe a few more times on Apple Music Podcast. Leave a review, 5-star rating. Andrew, where can you be found at?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AndrewSnyder30. The Snapchat's Twink35, and PlayStation is the Twink30.
See, that's how you know Andrew's wanting to get some scoochies whenever he starts giving out that Snapchat.
Oh yeah,
it's my number one communication log.
Sloan, give the follow.
Zach Sloan Zero on all platforms, I believe, boys.
On all platforms.
And be sure to check out the description of this episode. We'll leave the Aaron and Andrew's Cash App, and we are taking donations.
Yes.
It's just a small loan. It will be paid back.
The hell it will.
That's coming from me, not him.
Yes, but thank you guys. You can follow me. Just look me up. I am Aaron Six. Follow the Patreon. And thanks you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Much love. Peace out.
Tell me.